My name is Steve Stevens, the best sports consultant money can buy. I make more money betting sports than anybody in the world. I'm the one that tells you who to bet. I'm not a bookie. I'm the bookie killer.
If money talks, then I got a lot to say. I'm on the grind trying to make $100,000 a day. The game that I pick, believe me, it's a winner. What I know could get you rich, cause all I pick is winners. Welcome to Las Vegas. Money talks. Money talks. Welcome to Las Vegas.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're tuned into the VIP Sports Podcast. I'm Darren Otero, a.k.a. Steve Stevens, a.k.a. El Scorcho, a.k.a. Get That Motherfucking Money. Sitting here with my podcast partner, the number one and only one, Paparazzi. What's going on?
Well, you forgot Stimulus Steve, my favorite.
Stimulus Steve, boy, that motherfucker's been winning people a lot of money with those unemployment checks, I tell you what.
Well, what the Las Vegas Raiders did on Monday night, man, for this city was absolutely bouncing again. It felt great. What did you think?
I loved it. I can't wait to be able to use my 50-yard season tickets to go to the games and really take it to another level. But, yes, it was fantastic. Yes, the Raiders played good. I'm not taking anything away from them. But I kind of know a fixed game when I see one, brother.
Yeah, it looked like the NFL had the Raiders set up
for the
nice
win.
Little victory.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I'm not mad because that's my, you know, that's our team. I'm going to represent to the end. But just the look on Drew Brees' face, all the penalties, it's like the motherfucker knew right off the bat, like, I got to go lose a fucking game, and it sucks.
Yeah, so, it definitely did.
But I'm pretty sharp.
It was great for our city, though, to have football back here, even though they couldn't go to our brand-new stadium, $2 billion stadium sitting right there. To have John Gruden have the team ready and just something good for Vegas felt really good.
Yeah, well, was a little unmotivating was seeing Al Davis's wife sitting there all wrinkled up, lighting the flame in the beginning of the ceremony.
Yeah.
That had me depressed before the game started, but it was all good either way. Shout out to Al Davis. Shout out to Mark Davis and the Las Vegas Raiders. Best believe I'm a rep to the end. Anyway, guys, September 23rd, 2020, podcast number 283.
17 away from the big 300.
Boy, 300, we're going to have an extravaganza celebration. We're going to have to bring the motherfucking Raider cheerleaders, UNLV cheerleaders, have an open house out here, give out some shirts, some hot dogs, so they can go shove them hot dogs right up the bookie's ass. How's
like
that
they do
sound?
Regularly.
Yeah, goddamn right. Anyway, guys, our show is sponsored by BetUS, real estate agent Josh Broussard, sports bet MVP, and Paparazzi's favorite, Blue Chew.
Absolutely.
Anyway, guys, you want to get a hold of us, 877-220-6540. Go to our website, VIPSportsLasVegas.com. Put your phone number into our website if you're looking for a free pick, and we'll get back with you immediately. Keep in mind, the free picks are not my VIP plays, they're not my owner selections, and they're not my personal plays. And another thing I want to make clear, I know a lot of people pick up my golden nuggets. You know, I mean, our golden nuggets are 70%+ on this show.
I mean, people could be retiring off of our golden
nuggets. Right, but what I don't want to see is a comment where I talk about a particular game, about the over and a stat, and someone saying, too bad it was an absolute blowout loser.
Exactly.
I'm reading stats and trends, motherfucker. Those ain't the games that I'm betting myself. So wake up a little bit. If you want to know who El Scorcho's playing, 877-220-6540. I'll show you how to get that guap. That cheddar, that provolone. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Goddamn right you do. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook at VIP Sports LV. Best way to get a hold of me probably is to direct message me about doing business, and you'll hear back from me immediately. If you're watching my show on YouTube, join the live chat for the first airing of each episode. Make sure you subscribe to our channel. Click the bell to receive notifications of new videos, posts. Give a thumbs up. We always appreciate your thumbs up. We read them all. And to the few guys out there that put the thumbs down, do me a favor and turn that thumb up and stick it right up your ass, because you're nothing but a hater, brother. One thing about me is you can never hate on me. Don't dislike me. Get like me. Because like I said, I don't have to do this podcast. I don't have to give you guys out free information. Remember, I'm a sports consultant. My job is to sell picks, not give them away for free. So I don't take my kindness for weakness. I do these podcasts to entertain you guys a little bit, make you laugh, and give you some serious trends that you'll never see before. Those pitcher umpire matchups?
Unbelievable.
Unfucking believable, like I said. Anyway, there's no time than now better than to invest in yourself with my new virtual training program, Master Closer 101. Get the tools that you need directly from me to become the best salesman at your job and be at the top of your sales board every single week. Go to MasterCloser101.com today and earn your way to the top to make more money than you've ever fucking imagined. Hello, everybody. This is Steve Stevens. I want to be the first to congratulate you on taking the first step of becoming a master closer. This course is going to give you the life skills to be the best salesman you could possibly ever be. A guy that doesn't take no for an answer. A guy that's willing to do whatever it takes to get the job done. Remember, being a master closer isn't a skill, it's a way of life. It's what took me from a normal bottom guy to a multimillionaire overnight. This course is going to teach you how to turn your mouthpiece from a BB gun to an Uzi overnight. A guy that does whatever it takes to get the job done, but you have to apply yourself. I want you to take this course very, very serious. I want you to study it because it works. It's the same formula for success that made me a multimillionaire, and I want you to do the exact same thing. So I want you to apply yourself, stay focused. You can do anything you put your mind to as long as you're up for it. This course is going to give you absolutely everything you need from A to Z to be the best salesman, not only at your office, but in the world. I want to wish you guys good luck. Let's go get this money. Let's stay focused, stay dedicated, and you will get the results that you're looking for. Fair enough? And all you guys out there, sports consultants that want to be me and act like you're doing my numbers when you're actually smaller than a mouse pussy, maybe you want to get Master Closer 101 so you could actually learn how to be me and actually make real money instead of fronting like you are.
Oh, and then they can go to Master Closer School and get weekly weekly courses with
Master
you.
Closer starting soon. One other thing is I want to welcome all the new subscribers that we've had to the podcast. Our views are finally, you know, up where they need to be. I mean, are they at the 50 and 100,000 and million where they should be?
Not yet.
No, but I don't do any marketing.
Correct.
However, I'm going to do a little marketing strategy, get a couple hundred thousand subscribers, because one thing about our show, it's the best podcast on the market, period. It's just my cheap ass doesn't do no marketing to get it out there, but I have the skills to pimp a network, and that's why I'm doing my new show, Sports Betting 101 with Steve Stevens, coming to either Fox, CNBC, or a couple other networks that you know very, very well about. Huh, Poppy?
Yeah, I think it's time to give something out. I think we need to do something for our fans.
Well, let's do it. I mean, everybody always likes money.
Yes.
We've given away weeks of service. Shout out to Randy from Texas that hit 75% who won our last promotion of the week of owner selections.
And what a gentleman Randy was. I saw a gift here in the office that he sent you.
Yes, he did. Big-ass bottle of Crown.
Yes, good man.
Yeah, I might have to pop that open with Diana here later. You know what I'm saying? We'll see what the deal is. Anyway, at the end of the day, guys, I appreciate everybody following me. I appreciate the people that have supported me from day one. And if you like what I've done so far, you're going to love where the fuck we're going. All you do is got to get on the back and hold on, and I'll take you to the top. I'll reach my hand out. I'm on top of the mountain looking down. All you got to do is grab my hand, and I'll bring you to the top. Why? Because you fucking deserve it, and so does your family. How do they check out our blowout winter gear?
Well,
oh, and by the way, shout out to my sponsor, The Boss. They don't sponsor the podcast, but they sponsor me. Got that newest, Boss sweatshirt. Got the hoodie right here. Premiered the new tracksuit last week. Just keep sending it, and I'll keep repping that brand, because after all, I repped Boss well before they sponsored me.
Well, before we talk about Absolute Blowout, we got to do a little contest for our fans. We
got
to do it. Appreciation.
I tell you what I'm going to do, guys, because everybody needs money right now. I see on the news motherfuckers are getting caught with $1.7 million in unemployment cards.
Yeah.
You guys go to the Las Vegas fucking strip, it ain't nothing but unemployment money. You go to a Cosmo hotel where you think you're going to take your girl out to an elegant meal. You got 15 brothers, 16 hood rats, 3 pit bulls, and a bunch of people smoking weed outside the front motherfucking door.
It's different than
and
it
you
was
wonder why there
the
ain't
pandemic.
No white people in town. You
yeah.
know what I mean? I mean, don't get me wrong. Brothers have money like everybody else, but I'm talking about hood rats, gangsters, pimps, and hoes.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's a little different.
So it's a little bit different out there. So if you're coming to Vegas, you might want to wait a couple months so we can get back to normal. But shout out to all the pimps out there because they need money too. So do the hoes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I bet you them girls been, I mean, they had their pussy on ice for 5 months.
Yeah.
You know, they were sitting around with the same old pimp. I know they're tired of that shit. They can't wait to get back out there. So shout out to all the hoes out there getting back on the grind, taking that pussy off ice, and going to get that fucking money. You know Steve Stevens loves you. It's all fucking good. Anyway, here's what we're going to do, guys. Everybody needs money, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and give out, fuck it, $500 cash.
Sounds good.
All right, guys. I'm going to run a promotion right now. Somebody's going to win $500 in cash. All you have to do is go to my Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, the live chat, and the podcast, and put on the comment, show me the money.
There we go.
You guys want to win $500 in cash? You want to up your game a little bit? You want to use that $500 to reinvest with me so I can flip that shit into $5,000 for you? Now's your opportunity. Like I said, guys, all you have to do is go to my podcast, my Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and put in show me the money to be entered into the contest to win $500 in cash. I wonder who it's going to be this week, Poppy.
Easy peasy. Let's get it done.
Make sure you go to every platform. You'll be entered in five times. And like I said, you go to every all five of my platforms at five entries apiece, you have a great shot at winning that money. So you guys want to pick up $500 on Stimulus Steve? Enter now. Put that fucking phrase in, show me the money, and someone's going to win $500. They want to rep that blowout winner brand. How'd I do that, Poppy?
Well, check out our absolute blowout winner merchandise line. Up your swagger with the ultimate apparel for guys and gals who love betting on sports. Go to absoluteblowoutwinner.com and shop today.
NFL news and poll question is brought to you by our boys over there at BetUS. Sports are back, and BetUS is ready to get you back in the game. NFL, Major League Baseball, NBA, with over 25 years in the business. BetUS is America's favorite sports book. They are ready to take your game to the next level with more than 50 sports offered, along with horses, online slots, and a full casino with new promotions happening all the time. BetUS.com is fully licensed sportsbook, providing the premier betting experience to millions of satisfied customers around the world. Sign up for a new account using BetUS today using my promotional code LV, as in Las Vegas, 125, and get 150% bonus on your first deposit for either the sportsbook or the casino. Check out BetUS on social media at BetUS Official and keep an eye out for their upcoming contest, BetUS.com, America's favorite sportsbook.
Yes, sir.
Goddamn right. Las Vegas Raiders, like I said, look great in the opening game in their brand new stadium with a win over Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints. Vegas is now 2-0 straight up, 2-0 against the spread. Raiders are also 2-0 to the over as they travel to New England next week for week three. And we'll preview that game in next week's segment.
I got a question for you. Now,
No, we'll actually preview it in this segment, not next week.
Well, everybody in the media is saying that Drew Brees is now going to be a notch below the regular Drew Brees. Now, you and I personally both love Drew Brees. So I'm going to ask you, is that fair? He had an off game the other night. Is Drew Brees not the same Drew Brees at this point?
Drew Brees is a pimp. He's one of my favorite quarterbacks in the fucking league. He's the hardest worker. He's a great quarterback. Top fucking three, in my opinion. And by the look on his face, I wouldn't say he had a bad game. I would say he was told to have a bad game. Let's get that fucking straight.
I agree. Drew Brees is a champion. I'm not saying Drew Brees after one subpar game is done by any means.
Keep fucking with Drew Brees. He's right. Just like Brady. Keep fucking with him and see if he don't end up in the Super Bowl.
Exactly. You don't go against a champion horse like Drew Brees or Tom Brady. I don't think Drew Brees is done by any shot.
Speaking of the NFL, NFL's not playing around regards to COVID-19. I can tell you that right now. Pete Carroll, Kyle Shanahan, and Vic Fangio all were fined $100,000 each for not wearing a mask. All three teams were also fined $250,000 each. The league says you can pull the mask down or up to call a play, but other than that, the mask should be worn at all time. People are asking me my thoughts. Abso-fucking-lutely. Wear your mask the entire time. I figured head coaches would be excited to wear the mask because they don't got to do none of this shit. You want to say, fuck you, eat a dick, you suck, you fucking missed that tackle, you punk motherfucker. They got the mask on to cover their lips. There's no reading lips.
No, I mean, Andy Reid, if you watch his mask, he's got that.
That motherfucker
that
got more fog
thing.
Than a fucking San Francisco
night. His fog's up. I mean, there's different kind of masks. I mean, they're out there. And,
oh, yeah, those normal blue masks that they give you at the doctor's office, they'll smell like pussy and ass. So,
There's different kind of masks. For the safety of everybody, when we're trying to prevent COVID and everything like that, I think every precaution needs to be taken. So I guess, you know, setting the standard that everybody should be doing it, I think the league's doing the right thing.
I agree 110%. Guys, we want sports betting to continue. We want NFL to kick off with no fucking hassles, college football with no hassles, and God forbid, college basketball right around the corner is going to be phenomenal as well.
Yes,
guys,
sir.
We're in a transition right now of sports that has never, ever happened before.
Yes.
You've never had NHL, NBA, college football, NFL, horses,
baseball.
All at the same time, Major League Baseball. Guys, if you can't get your money right now, you're never going to get it. And all you people out there that are new to the game, and I got a little message. For all the cryptocurrency, listen, there's a lot of young ballers out there right now, more than there ever has been in the history of the United States.
Yep.
There's 20-year-old, 21, 22, 3, 4, 5-year-olds making millions of dollars in stock trading and cryptocurrency. And you guys need to give me a call, because if you think that you're killing it in crypto and stock options, well, let me add to your arsenal and you'll be a multimillionaire by the time you're 20 fucking 5 years old. And I do salute all you youngsters out there on your hustle, getting your fucking money. One thing about me is I love it.
Yep.
But they need to call me so I can help them with a side hustle to make them more money than they do doing their crypto and their stuff.
Yeah, Steve Stevens will definitely be your next best friend.
Absolutely. Here's an NFL poll question for you, Poppy. Although the L.A. Chargers barely lost to Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs, rookie quarterback Justin Herbert looked great in his debut. Here's the question. The Chargers say if Tyrod Taylor is 100% healthy, he will be the starter. Who would you start, Herbert or Taylor?
Well, I watched that entire game, and Herbert looked good, in my opinion, not great. I would stick with Herbert right now. San Diego or the L.A. Chargers are in a transition period. Tyrod Taylor is a veteran quarterback, and he's not what you're planning for. You're planning for the future. The kid came in and played really good. I think you run with that momentum and let the kid go in there. I think you got to stick with the kid.
I agree with what we're saying, but unfortunately, they're going to put Taylor back in. That's what they paid for. He's a veteran, and it's his team. So I agree that change is good, and a lot of these NFLs need to accept change.
Yeah.
The youngsters are the ones taking over. You got to give them a shot. You know what I mean? So I think Taylor will come back. Chargers better watch out for it. They're going to be a team that covers the spread a fucking lot, just like they covered easily against Kansas City.
Yes, they did.
They basically gave that game away.
They did. They played really, really good, though. A lot of heart with that team.
They beat themselves, though. They easily had that game won.
They did.
Anyway, NFL 3, who's that brought to you by, Poppy?
Well, it's brought to us by your favorite real estate guy, Josh Broussard. If you live in the Las Vegas area and you're in the market for affordable and reliable residential or commercial real estate, give our guy, Josh Broussard, at Quantified Investment Group a call. His deep understanding of current market trends, combined with his honesty and integrity, makes Josh one of the city's finest real estate agents. You'll have the winning edge when it comes to finding your dream property. Call or text Josh today at 702-546-9470 or send him an email at joshualvhomes@gmail.com. This is coming direct from Steve Stevens. Josh Broussard is his guy when it comes to finding the right real estate in Las Vegas for any size budget. Call him at 702-546-9470 or email him at joshualvhomes@gmail.com today. Fair enough?
When you were doing that read, I was just looking at my arms telling Diana, God, dude, I got to get that 15 pounds back. I lost 15 pounds of muscle.
Yeah, but you're still recovering from a major surgery.
And my dick's still the same size, so I'm all good.
Well, I don't know about that. I'm not sure I want to know about that.
Well, if you dated more beautiful girls, maybe your girl would know and she would tell you.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I'll take your word for it.
Oh, yeah, I ain't hanging with no horse, but I'm good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, all right.
It's all good. Anyway, injuries were the story in week two, as everybody knows. Three starting quarterbacks were injured. The top two fantasy draft players last week, leading wide receiver and offensive line, that would rank amongst the best in football. And most of solid front seven. Here's the question. Why are so many guys getting hurt?
You know,
I can answer it for you. Preseason didn't happen.
Correct.
These guys aren't trained right away. Whether you guys believe it or not, NFL players are young. They're smoking weed. They're fucking bitches. They're drinking alcohol on a regular fucking basis. And for them to pull a hamstring or something like that isn't going to be too hard. So I completely understand why injuries are happening right now. The guys weren't trained. They had no preseason. And they're youngsters. Like I said, I'm not trying to hate on my Raiders. Six of them live in my neighborhood. And they strictly have the barber at the house smoking kush after kush. 15 bitches running around the house and partying like there's no tomorrow. So.
Yeah, they're trying to say over at MetLife Stadium that the turf is something wrong. You know, it's the same turf that they play on every other year, so I'm not going to say that the turf's wrong. I believe the same thing that you do. The lack of the preseason, the conditioning must have something to do with it. These guys are getting hurt at a much higher rate. Feel absolutely horrible for these players, these teams. It's definitely going to make an impact this year on football.
All you do is know who's hurt, know what's going on, and adjust. You can only play the cards that you're dealt. I don't give a fuck if half the team gets hurt.
Well,
I'm going to still have that inside information on the next game to get that fucking money.
Correct, and you guys better pay attention to that because you're going to have players coming in now, and he's going to have an edge on who's coming in, who's playing, who's hurt, who has a hamstring. So you're going to really need a sports guy like Steve.
No doubt about it. You do like making money, correct? I'm Steve Stevens. I'm the one that tells you who to bet. I'm not a bookie. of the Bookie Killer. Whether you're here in town on business or to flat out gamble, don't forget, sports betting is a multi-billion dollar industry and you deserve your fair share. Call 877-220-6540 or go to VIPSportsLasVegas.com, mention this ad, and get a $500 personal play absolutely free. See you in the winner's circle. Anyway, guys, let's recap. Favorites went 12-1 straight up on Sunday, but it was a split 7-7 against the spread.
Right.
So, I mean, that's not saying anything special. No. I guess the purse boy might have did good with all his money line bets.
Yeah.
But if you think betting minus 300, minus 350 on every game is betting sports, you got another thing coming, dude. That's not how you get paid betting sports. Betting sports to get paid is finding value in your games, just like on Monday night when I had fucking Seattle against the Houston Astros.
Well, Houston, yeah, that's correct.
Seattle, yeah, plus $1.60. I know all about it, puppy. Right. Anyway, here's some early MVP. Russell Wilson is balling like myself, Stevie Wales. In two games, Wilson has completed 52 of 63 passes. He has thrown for 610 yards, including 9 touchdowns, and the Seahawks are 2-0 against the spread and 2-0 to the over. Dallas at Seattle, -4. Here's a trend. Since Pete Carroll was hired in 2010, Seattle has gone 16-1 straight up and 13-4 in September in home games. Might want to write that down, guys.
You think?
Pete Carroll ain't fucking around. Anyway, you got the Las Vegas Raiders at the Patriots. The line is 5.5. Here's a trend on that game, guys. In early games, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Central Pacific time, the Raiders are just 2-8 straight up and against the spread in their past 10 early games. That's just like Big Skipper. He used to come in on Saturday college football, be here at 7 a.m., lose that 9 a.m. game. I started telling him, Skip, come in at 12 so we can get on all the late games where he actually went.
And he won a lot of them.
Yes, he fucking did. Well, I did.
That's true.
You know what I mean? But you got to have a couple games on the board for that early morning game. So, you know, it is what it is. But, yeah, got to watch out for the Raiders in early games.
And they just won the week one. They were on the road in early games.
It's weird that I just read that stat, how they don't play good in early games, and I just told you that they're drinking Hennessy, partying fucking hoes all night.
Yeah.
So that might maybe have something to do with it.
Read the combination. Yeah.
God damn, guys. Anyway, Packers at Saints. Saints -4 Sunday night. Here's a trend in that game. Saints are 4-1 against the spread in their last 5 home primetime games.
They're going to be playing a fired-up Aaron Rodgers who's looking like an MVP candidate.
Yes, he is. And by the way, I like Green Bay. Green Bay might be in the Super Bowl. You got to look out for them.
Yeah, I think Aaron Rodgers is very pissed off that Green Bay went and drafted a quarterback, didn't tell him, and it looks like he's showing Green Bay what a mistake that might have been.
Yeah, you better grab your popcorn for that fucking game. Matchup of the year so far, guys. Chiefs are at Baltimore to close out week 3 on Monday night, which, in my opinion, best game so far of the year.
Absolutely.
Like I said, KC is a rare 3-point underdog. This is Baltimore's first real test of the young season. The total's 52.5. Here's my question. Smarter to look at the side or the total in this game? And I'll go ahead and answer that myself. The total, 100%. I actually got inside information on that game, so you might want to give me a call. Take advantage of one of the promotions that I'm going to be doing tomorrow so you can get involved. Instead of crawling, you can start balling.
My own prediction, one of these two teams will be in the Super Bowl for the AFC.
Oh, congratulations, Poppy. I'll have them note that down so they can give you a hard time if that don't happen.
Note that down. And anybody who's the shirt police, by the way, this is a $300 shirt from Stamford Bridge in England, by the way.
Well, I mean, are you really worried about what they say about your attire?
No,
if I don't
really,
give a fuck, you shouldn't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck.
You know,
fuck,
I've had people tell me,
the shirt police know.
I've had people tell me tens of thousands of times, Steve, when you wear your suits, you look like $1 billion. You're going to attract different type of clientele, which is 100% true.
Yes.
But what you don't know is I'm Hugo Boss down, you know, $1,800 Louis shoes. You know what I'm saying? No big deal. $500 Hugo Boss pants, $300 shirt, and just a small little $50,000 accessory called the Rolex Presidential 2. I don't know if you ever heard of that.
No.
So, you know, you ain't got to wear a suit to have money. It's 2020. Although, I do agree, if I wore a suit in every one of the podcasts and I wore you in a collared shirt, we could probably attract a lot more oil tycoons, Texas real estate people. And after all, we are here looking for whales.
Yeah. Well, they wanted me shirtless, remember, on the last poll.
In my opinion, would I rather a guy that has a $100,000 bankroll that wants to do business with me because I have a suit, or a guy call me, damn, dog, them Louis shoes are hard as hell, bro. I could put 100 on this game. I'll take the whale all day long.
Yeah.
So, anyway, but in this day and age, there's no room for prejudice.
Nope.
Doesn't matter if you're white, black, brown, or fucking green. As long as we can make money together, that's all that matters. There ain't no room for prejudice in 2020. And if you guys are prejudiced, I got two nuts right under these pants that you could put right on your chin. Fair enough?
And then you can actually tell us the size of his dick. And actually,
yeah, there you go, because it'll be in your mouth at that point. Yeah. Anyway, Major League Baseball, who's that brought to us by, Paparazzi?
Well, that's brought to us by Sportsbet MVP. If you're a fan of our podcast, you're definitely betting on sports, and you probably have an opinion about what's important to you when it comes to a reliable online sportsbook and casino. Well, there's a new kid in town, and I'm telling you that sportsbetmvp.ag is the place to get your action in this season. With industry-leading gambling services and the best customer service in the business, Sportsbet MVP's state-of-the-art betting interface provides a selection of wagering and odds for players of all levels. Sportsbet MVP has bigger incentives than any other online sportsbook, and they make payouts fast and easy. Want some more good news? Sportsbet MVP has now added a Vegas-style one-time play rollover bonus. Avoid getting stuck in the 10 times rollover trap that other sportsbooks force you into, and get a 125% sign-up bonus on your first deposit up to $1,000. Get started today by using my promo code.
You okay there?
I'm okay. The pages are stuck.
Okay.
Use our promo code VIPMVP. That's VIPMVP, all one word, at sportsbetmvp.ag. This is a new season of sports betting, and it's time to move on from your tired old sportsbook that you feel stuck with. Join Sportsbet MVP today and see why sports betting newcomers and wagering veterans are making the switch.
Goddamn right they're making the switch. You're not a switch hitter, are you?
No, sir.
But I do like that they're fast and easy. Payouts, fast and quick. That's what it's all about.
Very important. You have to be able to trust where you're playing that you're going to get
your money. These rappers talk about that with the women like the Percocet dick. Yeah, I'm sure they do, because you can't nut for 4 hours. See, me, I'm not taking a perk. I'm trying to make that about 15, 20 minutes. You know what I mean? So, but there's those nights, you know, you get a little nasty. You might want to eat a perk and hit for a few hours. You know what I mean? It is what it is. But fast and easy, Steve Stevens way, all day long. Anyway, guys, let's get right into some pitching leaders, okay? Yep. Most wins. Shane Bieber, Cleveland, 8 wins. Yu Darvish, Chicago Cubs, 7 wins. Zach Davies, Padres, 7 wins. Max Fried, Atlanta, 7 wins. Lance Wynn, Texas, 6 wins. Did you pay attention to that? Because pitching means a whole fucking lot in baseball.
I hope they have their pens ready, because here comes some nuggets.
Why, some golden nuggets, guys? Nationals, 7-1 against the spread, run line. That, if you guys don't know what run line is, that's -1.5. Takes a team that's normally $1.80, puts them at even money, -$1.10. Those are value games. Nationals, 7-1 in the run line, their last 8 games. Cincinnati, 8-1 straight up in 9 games. Miami, 10-1, the last 11 road games. Fuck, I miss Miami.
Yeah, me too.
I cannot wait to get back out to Miami and do my motherfucking thing. Shout out to all the big booty bitches out there in Miami. Shout out to Tootsie Strip Club out there. Steve Stevens has been known to shut the place down.
I miss the Shore Club.
What are you talking about, some 80s shit, Poppy?
1901 Collins.
Okay, well, no one even knows what the fuck that is.
Oh, yeah, they do.
You guys know what that is?
Tantra.
Go ahead and put. Huh?
What about Tantra?
Tantra? You know, well, it sounds like you're throwing a tantrum.
Oh, Tantra was a great club.
Yeah, Tantra these nuts.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, Tampa Bay, 6 straight road unders. Tampa Bay, 7-1 to the under in their last 8 games. I hope you're following along. We gave this nugget a while ago. LA Angels are now 17-6 to the over when listed as an underdog for the game. I gave that to you guys about 12 games ago.
Yep.
No, about 12 weeks ago.
Yeah, quite a while ago.
Before the season started, I kept telling you guys I like Angels over when they're listed as a underdog.
Yes.
And sure enough, it's still coming through. College Football Week 4 is brought to you by the one and only Blue Chew. Let's talk about something we all could use a lot more of during this time when we're all stuck at the house. Sex. Great sex. If there's any sportsbook podcast that talks about sex, it's definitely this one. Whether I'm talking about my reverse crab, the windshield wiper, all the different moves that you can. And I'll be honest right now, a lot of women been home stuck with their dude for 7 months. As many wives that say they're loyal, they're begging for different cock. You know, all the hoes I talked about earlier sitting at home with their same pimp can't wait to get out there and lie to their dudes and tell them that they're working when they're really tricking, giving out some free pussy to the guy they really want to be with. You know what I mean? Maybe even breaking bread for that if the guy's mouthpiece is good enough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But anyway, guys, back to Blue Chew. Sorry for interrupting you, Reed. You guys are the shit. Anyway, Blue Chew, at this time, everybody wants great sex. If there's any sports podcast that talks about it, it's this one. You heard me talk about, like I said, all my different moves. It's time to increase your performance and get an extra boost of confidence in bed starting today. Not tomorrow, not yesterday, today. Blue Chew is the first chewable alternative with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. So you'll be ready to go when your partner's in the mood to go down and get down. Blue Chew is prescribed online by licensed physicians, so you don't have to go to the doctor's office or wait in line at the pharmacy. It's made in the United States and ships right to your door in a discreet package. And today, Blue Chew is offering a special deal for the fans of the VIP Sports Las Vegas podcast. Go to BlueChew.com, use my promotional code VIP, and get your first shipment absolutely free with no haggle, no hassle. That's promotional code VIP, and you'll only pay the $5 shipping. So up your swagger and be a baller in and out of the bedroom with Blue Chew. That's blue like the color, BlueChew.com, BlueChew.com. Try it for free. Guys, $5 shipping to blow your bitches back out?
It
My
works,
God.
It works.
Absolutely. Anyway, let's move right into it. Hurricanes are 2-0 against the spread, and Miami is now the top 10 ranked number 9. Miami is 11.5-point favorite versus Florida State on Saturday night. The total in this game is 56.5. Here's the trend. Florida State is 6-1 against the spread in its last 7 games on the road against Miami.
You know, this has always been a huge matchup when they have the fans there. Very rowdy, both schools, interstate rivalry. It's going to be a little bit different here because you're not going to have that.
But I want to bring something up, just like the Louisville game last week.
Yep.
You guys need to understand the lines maker and odds makers are making these lines off last year's power rankings.
Correct.
See how the line came out? -1 went to +1.5?
Yes.
So you need to know how to pick and choose your spots. You're not going to get that on your own. You need a guy like me that works directly with the players, coaches, and the guys that actually make the fucking lines here in Las Vegas. So there's a lot of 6- and 7-point line differentials, as you've seen in Louisville. The bookie was trying to adjust the line to trap people, but they didn't have it right.
No, that line actually moved 3, 3.5 points.
And Miami beat the dog fuck out of them,
yes,
too.
Yes, they did.
Anyway, number 21 ranked Pittsburgh is 2.5 at home versus number 24 ranked Louisville. Here's the trend. Pittsburgh 6-1 against the spread and their last 7 matchups against Louisville. Yeah. Louisville coming off a horrific loss. That might be a game you might want to look at, Poppy.
Yeah, Pittsburgh, they did a nice job against Boston College. Boston College hung in there for a little bit. But, Pittsburgh did not play Boston College. I can't even remember.
Are you trying to fuck my podcast up?
Yeah, I'm purposely doing that.
Bro, are you trying to sabotage? You working for Vegas Dave? Purse boy, what's going on, man? You trying to sabotage me?
He hired me last week.
Oh, did he? What's he paying you, $500 a week?
No, he's giving me a bunch of $3 favorites.
Oh, and maybe he'll give you one of his purse. He gave you a purse, didn't he?
Yeah. And then,
he let you drive one of his leased cars?
Yes.
Did he let you sit and watch a game in his apartment, or did he give you one of his purses? Be honest.
Pink purse, and then he gave me some $3 and $4 favorites to go back to pay me.
Or what about, did he let you use his girlfriend that he rents? That's not really his girl, because my boy's fucking the shit out of her, so...
No, I didn't.
He let you take a picture with a girlfriend he pays to act like he's his girlfriend?
Not yet. That's next week.
That's next week?
Next week, yes.
All right. I know he couldn't have gave you a pair of his shoes, because what does he wear, a 5?
Maybe a 4. His door was like...
Hey, enough of him. Stop fucking up.
Yes. Anyway, Pittsburgh had a blowout win the other day, so this game is going to be really good. Louisville is coming off a home loss to Miami, going to Pittsburgh, who is 6-1 covering against Louisville the last 7. That will be a good game. You're going to definitely want to call Steve Stevens to see who the right side is.
SEC football. Alabama is a 28-point road favorite at Mizzou. Alabama has won their last 3 games against Missouri, both straight up and against the spread. Missouri will be missing some players because of COVID-19 precautions, which what did we tell you before? They don't have to list who's playing,
correct,
who's not playing. Guess what? I get the list. So if you guys want accurate information on who's playing, who's not playing, 877-220-6540. I'll show you how to get that money. LSU was a 19.5-point favorite at home versus Mississippi State. LSU has won 16 straight home openers with 11-3 against the spread record in those games.
Yeah, and we got good news. We got the Big Ten coming back the 24th.
What about the UNLV Rebels back in the game?
That's
baby?
Right. Mountain West Conference announced that they'll be coming back October 24th. So we got all these conferences coming back. College basketball is going to start the day before Thanksgiving. Sports is back good and rolling, guys. Got to continue to do our part for COVID-19. Wear the mask, wash your hands, stay inside if you're sick.
Isn't that pretty simple? Take a shit, wash your hands. Before you eat dinner, wash your hands. Isn't that what grandma taught you when you were
five? I've been doing it my whole life.
That's what I'm saying. So it's pretty simple, guys. Stay clean, stay effective. And I know it's at the end of the podcast, but I want to do something special for you guys because, as you know, we got college football and NFL tomorrow.
Yes.
I'm going to do one of my guaranteed 2-0 promotions.
Take it. Every time you do it, you win.
I know. I've done it 9 times, and the last time I did it, I went 1-1. We got backdoored, remember? And those people ended up getting the week free.
Correct.
So here's what I'm going to do for you guys right now. For $99, a $100 fucking bill, call my office right now or direct message me. For $99, I'm going to give you the college game and the NFL game guaranteed to go 2-0. If for some reason you do not go 2-0, I will give you a week of my VIP service, $500 value for free. Did you hear what the fuck I said? Guaranteed go 2-0 with college and NFL for a $100 bill or get an entire week absolutely free. Fuck, if I was these people out there, I'd spend the $100 and hope to God I went 1-1 so they could get that week free.
For anybody who's not signed up with VIP Sports, here's your chance, guys. Here is your chance to invest $100. You're either going to go 2-0 or you're going to have 7 days of service with Steve Stevens to see exactly what he's been talking out for all these podcasts that you watch, for Money Talks, the show that you've seen on TV. For $100, here's your chance. What else do you want?
Like I said, guys, we're in that time of the year where it's a no-nonsense situation. Whether you got fooled or bamboozled by one of these guys that text message you or email you, and a lot of you guys like that because you don't have to talk to someone in person because you think you're going to get upgraded or sold. There's nothing wrong with getting upgraded to a better package to make you more money. Would you rather hit 50% from a guy texting you in his underwear in Motel 6 or hit 74%? With a guy who's the most well-respected and connected guy in the fucking business. $100 bill, go 2-0, or a week free. Guys, keep yourself surrounded by positive people. We're in fucked up times right now. If you're living in a dark place right now, you got to understand there's always light at the end of the tunnel. You got to stay mind strong, you got to stay focused, and you got to have heart. Do whatever it takes to get the fucking job done. If somebody tells you no, keep going. Never take no for an answer. I can't tell you how many times I've been kicked to the floor and thought that everything was over. My life sucks. It's not how you fall. It's how you get the fuck back up. And when you get the fuck back up, you keep your chin up and you be stronger than you were before. Plain and fucking simple. You guys are human beings. So am I. I bleed like you do. I pay bills just like you do. I have problems just like you do. However, I know how to leave my problems at the door, come in and take care of my business. I know how to leave my business at my business and go home and be a fucking wonderful dad. Because one thing about me is it's family first. And if you don't have family, you ain't got shit. On behalf of VIP Sports and myself, we love you. We got the $500 drawing. All you guys got to do is go to my social media, put in the comment, show me the money. Somebody on Saturday, I'm going to go to Instagram Live, or maybe I'll extend it to the next podcast to give more people the opportunity. Yep. But either Saturday or next week, I'm going to announce the winner who wins $500 cash. Go to my social media, put in show me the money. Want you guys to call my office immediately. If not, tomorrow morning, take advantage of that $100 promotion. Go 2-0 guaranteed or a week free. On behalf of VIP Sports and myself, we love you. Stay aggressive, stay focused, and remember, don't let the players be the only ones that get paid. Fair enough, we love you.
If money talks, then I got a lot to say. I'm on the grind trying to make $100,000 a day. We play with big cash and we blowing money fast. Riding in a plush Benz trunk full of money bags. I need a G for every light bulb on the Vegas strip. Naked bitches in my mansion dancing to some player shit. Made a grip on the grind, but I started out with nothing. Dealt me a bad hand, but I still won bluffing. I'm Steve Stevens. I make G's when I'm sleeping. Some coward shot me up because they ain't want to see me breathing. Nice try, but my bosses never die. Fresh out the hospital, stitched up, getting high. In the game that I pick, believe me, it's a winner. What I know could get you rich, cause all I pick is winners. I ain't perfect, I'm a sinner. All about making wages. We love to gamble out here. Welcome to Las Vegas. Money talks, money talks, money talks. If you bout to talk paper, money talks, money talks, money talks. Welcome to Las Vegas. Money talks, money talks, money talks. If you bout it, talk paper. Money talks. Money talks. Money talks. Welcome to Las Vegas. Me and Steve talk money, cause that's what real homies do. My daughter be counting money already, she only two. From the